it depends which one you look at. The announcements that were made were either the government performing a policy U-turn. So on the apprenticeships, they've decided to undo damage they did a year ago. They decided to re-announce things that had already been announced and already in various department plans or government plans anyway. Or they decided to announce something completely off the wall that actually contradicts previous government plans and government documents. So it's all a bit strange, if I'm honest. It really did feel like they knew they had to fill a certain amount of airtime, and the government conference was going to fill that airtime come hell or high water. And so they were going to announce things just to grab those column inches, but actually there doesn't seem like there's anything of substance really in any of the things they announced.
And do you think any of the announcements had any genuine merit, or was it all political theatre?
Well, I think most of it is political theatre. Like I said in the article, quite a few people have described it to me as a circus, which is where the title of the article came from. But yeah, it's just bizarre. I mean, I've got no problem with government making U-turns, you know, undoing things they shouldn't have done in the first place. I've got no problem with government announcing things. But you shouldn't try and represent things you've already decided to do as if they're brand new policy announcements. You shouldn't be announcing things as if they are a big ticket items when actually it's just business as usual. And they certainly shouldn't be announcing things on the fly, on the hoof, that contradict previous government policy that actually could do more harm than good. It all feels like it was all about trying to get that PR, trying to get those headlines, and it didn't really feel like anything they announced that was really going to be of much benefit to people on the island. You know, how are these things going to make people's lives better? And the answer is, I have no idea what half the announcements were really about, let alone what they're going to achieve for people.
Let's turn to some of the announcements, because I think one of the biggest announcements that was made was this National Office for Artificial Intelligence Development and Regulation. You've criticised that, saying it's vague, disconnected from existing policy. What would you have liked to have seen instead?
Well, just about anything, actually. So the digital agency was supposed to be producing an AI strategy by the end of the year. It's supposed to come to Timwell for a debate and approval, hopefully. That was the original plan. And then the government has decided they're not going to do that now. They're not going to have a strategy first. They are going to simply jump headlong into this new development and regulation office for artificial intelligence. Now, to me, it sounds very much like AI is the new trendy buzzword. You know, you throw AI in front of something and it sounds great. But really, how much expertise do we have in artificial intelligence on the Isle of Man? You look at regulation of this around the world, big tech-heavy jurisdictions like the US and the EU, they are struggling to understand how to best regulate artificial intelligence. And somehow the Isle of Man is going to steal a march on these places. I find that difficult to believe, if I'm honest. But again, I haven't seen anything of substance underlying that announcement other than Alpha's announced he's going to be expanding the civil service by hiring these people to come and do some expert work for us on artificial intelligence. But I don't know where we'll get the expertise from. I don't know how much this is going to cost. I don't know what it's trying to achieve. That's the one thing that was missing from that announcement was, okay, what is this office actually going to do? What are they going to be delivering for us? It's just not there. Absolutely missing from that. And that's what I mean about there not being any substance. It's a great headline. It makes a great 30-second soundbite on Manx Radio. But actually, when you scratch at the surface, there's just nothing there.
Do you think it's necessarily fair for the government to be announcing things that have this magnitude at things like the government conference? They're effectively announcing that to business leaders, to the media. Because like you said, the AI strategy was meant to go to Timwell first.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem here is the timing of the conference is happening, obviously, in the Timwell recess. So there isn't the ability for government to make these announcements to Timwell properly. And actually, I think there's very little chance the Chief Minister would have made these announcements to Timwell because he would have been questioned. People would have asked him, well, what do you mean by that? And I don't think they've got any answers. And so in some ways, it feels very opportunistic for them to say, let's going to announce this stuff at the conference, where there isn't really the opportunity for people to question, to challenge, to get into the weeds on some of this stuff. And it gives them that headline, that kind of positivity boost that I think they're really looking for. So no, I don't think it's particularly fair of the government to do that on anyone's case, actually, especially when you're looking at some of the reversals of position they're taking. So they're undoing the apprenticeship damage they caused a year ago, for example. Businesses need more than just a flashy soundbite. They needed to have been engaged and consulted. People need to be brought along on the journey, and people need to understand what is actually happening. Whereas what we actually get is these kind of surface level announcements from the government that we're expected to take at face value and just to trust them when they tell us what they're doing. And unfortunately, I just can't.
Well, let's turn to apprenticeships, because you've argued the government's decision to lift the cap on incentive payments for employers is a U-turn on its own 2024 policy. Do you think that that reversal shows that ministers are willing to listen and adapt, or is it simply a lack of direction at play?
No, I think it's panic, if I'm honest. So these changes were brought in with the start date of the 1st of April, and there'd be quite a lot of news articles about this, about the cap being introduced and government thinking these were the best things since sliced bread. And the government was defending that right up until the most recent article I can find is the 2nd of September, with the education minister standing up and saying these were great and there's been an increase in the number of apprenticeships and defending the changes to the scheme. That was on the 2nd of September. 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks later, they then announced this, actually, we're going to change the scheme, it's a U-turn. It doesn't strike me as a government that's listening. It doesn't take a year and a half to listen to people raising valid concerns and to make changes in a real, measured and sensible way. What it feels like has happened is sometime in between the 2nd of September and the conference, someone has panicked and they've decided to announce something at the conference in that two-week timeframe. Haven't given much of a reason why. Haven't given any explanation why this policy they've been defending for a year and a half is all of a sudden wrong. No explanation at all. And that to me doesn't strike me as a government that is open to constructive engagement, is opening to listening and engaging with people, with stakeholders. It's a government that is operating, like I say, in a panic. They really feel like they are trying to govern by the latest thing they heard on social media or the last phone conversation they had with an influential person on the island. It doesn't feel like they've got much in the way of strategic direction.
Well, the government might say that removing the cap shows responsiveness to business concerns. Is that not a positive sign rather than a negative one?
I think if the government wants to argue that it's taken them a year and a half to respond to concerns, to be responsive, I think that is a problem in and of itself. It shouldn't take them 18 months to hear that there's a problem and try and fix the problem. These changes were brought in, like I say, quite quickly. I don't remember there being a detailed consultation on some of these points. I don't remember there being lots of engagement after these changes were introduced. I know these changes were questioned by a number of my colleagues in Cineworld, raising concerns. I know the construction industry have raised serious concerns. None of that was listened to. And at the time these concerns were made, they've waited and waited and waited.
Let's move on to something else which was announced. Proposed changes to first-time buyer schemes are on the way. You don't think they go far enough. Can you explain why that is?
Well, because the changes that were announced were actually about increasing salary thresholds and the upper limit on purchase prices, and to expand the level of support for the choice scheme, which is the open market scheme. They're great. Those things need to happen. Don't get me wrong. They're really positive steps. But actually, they were something that was in the Housing Communities Board Action Plan last year, 2024. It's not an announcement. That isn't government saying we're going to do this thing. That is something the government a year ago said we're going to do. And that's the problem I had with this, is it's not a new announcement. It's not the government at the conference saying, we've thought about this, and actually, we think we need to do more. We need to go further. What this is the government doing is saying, we need to fill some airtime. Let's announce something we've already announced. So these changes, like I say, reviewing the schemes and improving the schemes, were part of the Housing and Community Board Action Plan in 2024. This isn't new. And so whilst it's great to see this stuff happening, it's absolutely really positive that we're going to be increasing salary thresholds, increasing some of the limits and putting some more resources behind the existing first-time buyer schemes. That isn't a new announcement. What the government could have come out and said is actually we're going to be looking at how we increase the amount of houses we're building. We're going to look at slightly different schemes in terms of things like mortgage guarantees or rent to buy or mid-rent schemes, lots of different options. They could have made an announcement that actually was an announcement, but they didn't. They just re-announced something that was already government policy. And that's kind of the biggest problem I have with the whole conference and the way it was handled this year. All these announcements are the same. They aren't big new policy shifts from a government. They're not government saying we're being big, we're being bold, we're being adventurous, we're being creative with some of our solutions. It was either government re-announcing things they've already announced, announcing policy U-turns and trying to pretend that they're not policy U-turns, or very vague and kind of meaningless announcements that really don't seem to stack up when you apply even a moment's worth of scrutiny to them. And all of that is problematic. I think if you've got a government that feels like it is just out of ideas and out of steam, I don't think that's a really good place for us to be.
But is it necessarily responsible for the government to be making those bold and new announcements when it only has a few months left of the administration to get everything which it wants to do over the line?
Now, that is a really good question, actually, and I don't know the answer to that. My view on this job is you're elected for a five-year term. You work up until the last minute of that term. So you should be giving it your all and working right up until the last minute that you are in post. That is the job we've been elected to do, and I don't think our constituents would expect any less. But if that was the government's approach, then that's fine. They should be honest about this and say, look, we're not going to make any big new announcements in this conference because we're in the last 12 months. We're going to focus on getting things done that we are in the middle of doing. And actually, I would have had a lot of respect for that if the government had stood up and said, hi, guys, this is where we're at. These are the things we promised to do, and this is how we're going to make sure they happen. I think that would have been a very honest way of approaching things and talking to the public, but they didn't. None of the context around this government conference was, we're in the last 12 months, we're going to get stuff done that we've already promised. That isn't the way these announcements were made. That isn't the way the press statements were made. It's not the argument the government has announced. The government has tried to announce these as if they are big policy changes, they're big wins, big things the Alban government is doing, and that just isn't the case. And that, I think, is a bit dishonest. I think if they'd have taken your approach and just said, we've got a year left, we promised to do these 10 things, we're going to focus absolutely on getting those 10 things done, I think that would have been a very good conference and a very good story to tell. But they didn't do that. And I think that's part of the problem, is they're very focused on that spin, on trying to put everything in a very positive light. And sometimes it isn't a positive light. Sometimes you just need to hold your hands up and say, guys, we need to get stuff done. And I'm just not convinced they really have that capability.
Well, we'll stick with housing. You claim that government has failed to tackle housing challenges, but obviously on the other side, the government would say it's developed the OHAN report, which gives it a clear sense of direction. Is that not the right way to go about making data-driven decisions?
It is. Like I said, I've been part of the Housing and Communities Board for the last few years, and I fully support the OHAN approach and trying to get an understanding of what the problems are out there and the kind of level of demand. And that report really does paint a picture. The kind of problem with it, though, is it didn't tell us anything we didn't already know. It confirmed a lot of things that we knew. And what you've really seen happen over the last few years is a massive slowdown in house building. So we've got better data now. So now we are more confident when we say we need more housing. We can now point to that, as well as other reports that show the way forward. But at the same time as going and developing that data, the government hasn't been doing the flip side of the coin, which is actually investing in house building. So if you look back to 2009, you know, the government was building, well, sorry, the Isle of Man was building roughly 400 houses a year, give or take. That halved then in the next decade, and now we're halved again, roughly, where we are now. So it looks like we're building on the island broadly maybe 100 houses a year. The government has announced 400, or they said more than 300, I think was the wording they used. More than 300 houses have been built in the last 4 years. So at best, that's 100 a year. That is a huge drop from where we were 15 years ago, even 10 years ago. And that's the problem. Government has been very focused on getting the data right. Not a problem with that. You need that for your long-term planning. But in the meantime, you probably should still be building properties. And I remember asking questions about this of various ministers in the past around how many houses have they actually built, public sector houses, new properties, expanding public sector stock. And there hasn't been a lot of that. And that's the reality here, is when people need places to live, it's great to have excellent data telling us that we know people don't have anywhere to live. But that isn't going to solve the problem. The only way of solving the problem is building places for people to live, whether that's converting flats, building new houses, whatever it may be. And that's where I think the government has fallen down here, is over the last few years, they haven't been focused enough on getting houses built or increasing supply in the market. They've been fixing all the kind of behind-the-scenes problems, getting better data, all that's great. But if you don't actually get some bricks and mortar out there, it's not going to make much difference to people on the ground.
I suppose you can't live in an Excel spreadsheet. We'll just turn to something which you've already touched on, your concern that government is refreshing its 15-year economic strategy less than 3 years in. Why do you see that as being a problem? Should a government not be willing to adapt to changing circumstances?
Yes, I think you should. The problem is, what's really changed in the last 3 years? And the answer is not a lot. Actually, the Isle of Man has the same problems now that we did 3 years ago. The economic environment is still the same as it was 3 years ago. Artificial intelligence is the thing the Chief Minister has leaned into to say the world is a different place. It's not from 3 years ago. It isn't. I'm sorry. These things were all known factors. They were all things that we dealt with in the economic strategy. And to go to Timwald and say, I've got a 15-year plan, that's a great idea, because actually big economic shifts don't happen overnight. And that strategy really did talk about some sizable changes to the way we do things. But 3 years in, the Chief Minister wants to refresh it. And he doesn't want to refresh it in an open way. He isn't tendering a contract. He isn't going out and engaging with the Manx public or even Timwald members. And we found out about this on the announcement from the government floor. No, he's announced it's going to be done with a high-level advisory board, co-produced with the business community, in his words. What that reads to me is he's got some mates lined up who he wants to help look at the economic strategy again. And I don't really understand why. I don't understand why you spend a lot of time and effort and money putting together a 15-year economic strategy, which you take the effort of going to Timwald and getting approved. And it was not an easy an easy journey getting it approved because it had some difficult stuff in there. And then to say, actually, 3 years in, we haven't even assessed whether this is working or not. We just think it needs a refresh. If it announced, actually, we're going to have a look at this and decide, is it doing what it should be doing? Is this the right direction of travel? That would have been all right, I think. But no, they've already announced they're refreshing it, which means you know they've already decided things are going to change. And that really is a big problem with the Isle of Man, is we don't do long-term thinking. We are very bad at saying, this is a 10-year plan or a 15-year plan, let's stick to it. What we do is we say, how is this going to affect us at the next election? And we do short-term things, because that's what we're more focused on. That's what the island seems like it's focused on right now, as the government is getting them re-elected. They're not going to sit there in an election year and say, okay, it's going to be difficult, but it's fundamentally the right thing to do. No, we're going to see all sorts of announcements and changes, I reckon, in the next 12 months that are all focused on undoing decisions which the government have made in good faith, thinking they're the right thing to do, but haven't been particularly popular. And that's the way this economic strategy refresh feels to me. It's another panicked announcement saying, well, it's not been as popular as we thought it was going to be, so let's have a refresh. Okay, so one question to ask, is it the right thing to do? And if it was the right thing to do 3 years ago, what has changed so much in the last 3 years that wasn't accounted for in that original strategic planning that you need to do a refresh and come back with another plan? And I really don't see it. What has changed, if I'm honest, in the last few years, other than now we have an election coming up.
Just final thoughts, what do you want the public to take away from your comments here?
Oh, I think the public already are well aware that some of these announcements are paper thin. Like I say, I wrote this article off the back of quite a lot of contact and conversations from people all frustrated at the same thing, which is government just making announcements for the sake of it, basically. I don't think the Manx public are being tricked. I don't think they're buying into any of this stuff anymore. I think we can see right through what's happening at the moment with this council of ministers. And it's really disappointing, actually, because I think there have been a lot of good things that have happened over the last few years. And they wouldn't have happened if you'd had a different group of people in. I really think that there have been some real positives. And it's just really disappointing now to see everything kind of devolve and fall apart into this sort of panicked re-election strategy is kind of what it feels like. And so now I don't think the Manx public need me to tell them what to think about these announcements, about the government conference, about the way this government is behaving and its performance. I think people have pretty much made up their minds already.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.